you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's there. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, January 23rd, 2017. It's going to be a testimony Tuesday. Remember that, everyone? For a year or two, I think every Tuesday we typically had somebody on sharing some of their faith journey and faith story. Well, today I have two special guests lined up. One is waiting patiently on the phone line. She will be introduced in just a minute. The other, you've heard his name. You've seen him lead the Singing Men for a number of years. What, 9, 12?
I think it came in at 2004.
So the 13 years. Yes. Wow. Stephen McCleary. I call him our director extraordinaire. So thank you, Stephen McCleary, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's great to be here.
And in just a moment, we'll announce our other special guest on the line who some of you are familiar with through It's a Wonderful Life CD from an occasion when we had her here at Lincoln Square. Maybe at one of her many concerts. I know the one that I attended in Decatur. Wow, was it a phenomenal gathering of people excited to meet and be blessed by her ministry of music. But we'll introduce a song of hers in just a moment. But I do want to, again, emphasize this Sunday night, Huntley Brown's coming to town along with the Singing Men of GNN. Also, special guest Tammy Renee Harris. It's going to happen this Sunday night, 7 p.m., January 28th at the First United Methodist Church. 304 South Race Street in Urbana, about 50 yards from the Great News Radio Center here in Lincoln Square. So all sorts of parking at Lincoln Square, and then just walk right into the church. And there will be a special 6 p.m. meet and greet with VIP seating for those of you that pay $10 in advance. And those of you that come at 7 o'clock, when we'll open up the evening, it'll be general seating, and we will be taking a love offering to defer all the costs. But you don't want to miss Huntley Brown. He's an experience. He loves the Lord. He's fired up. He's from Jamaica, so he has that great accent. He's a phenomenal ping pong player. I was telling you this, Stephen. Mm-hmm. Those that were tuned in yesterday probably got sick of me and the two guys I had in talking about ping pong, but there's a video that one of my conversational English teachers pointed out. Ruth Esri said, "Did you know Huntley Brown plays ping pong?" And I was like, "No, not at all." And he does the martial arts, and so he was showing about the exercise with ping pong, and I called him up yesterday and said, "Hey, Huntley, bring your paddle, and we can play early or Sunday afternoon." So he said he will, so we'll see how that works out. Anyway, get your tickets in advance. It's $10 reserve seating for Sunday night, 7 p.m. at the First United Church. And you can call the station and we'll reserve it with your name or stop by at the Great News Radio Center and I'll give you a little VIP wristband. But $10 in advance. And then there will be a free will offering, and we'll begin at 7 p.m. So that's this Sunday night. Invite a friend, a family member, maybe a colleague, somebody you know from class, and make an evening of it, because it'll be an unforgettable, passionate piano artistry and vocalization by Huntley Brown. And then our special treat, Tammy Renee Harris, that I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago after Singing Men rehearsal, Stephen had said, "What about Tammy Renee Harris? Did you know that she actually sung with Huntley Brown in the past?" I'm going, "Really?" I said, "Oh, she'd be phenomenal. She's so gifted." And with the recent release of our It's a Wonderful Life CD, with her featured on it, not only at the beginning, but then kind of in the middle, there's a little chorus, and then we have the instrumental of it. I said it'll be just fantastic to have her. And so, Tammy Renee Harris, thank you also for being available and being patiently waiting on the phone lines. And welcome to this being the first time, I think, in the year that we've been here at the Great News Radio Center that I've done the interview through the phone lines here at the center. Usually it's the home studio, so I think this is the debut of this technology, and I think you can pretty much hear what Stephen and I are saying, right?
Oh, yes, I hear every word.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for waiting patiently, and our listeners are waiting patiently because I've been bragging you up and excited to know that you're going to come up. You've just been a real asset to this radio ministry, because the one time when we were putting on our special launching of the center, you volunteered to come up with your mom, and you brought along Sassy, and
oh, yes.
It was just so sweet. And you're bringing Sassy this Sunday night, I believe, right?
Absolutely. Can't go anywhere without my toy poodle, you know.
Toy poodle. That's a part of the, I won't say a part of the show, because you don't put on a performance. You put on a presentation that's God-honoring, that's edifying, that's encouraging, that's well done. I would say done with excellence. You're a professional, as they say. I mean, you're very, the range. Well, Steve, in my mind, my category when it comes to the positive sounds when somebody is very gifted in music, but she's not only trained vocally, but can pull it all off.
Oh, all of it. She's definitely, I think, one of our best gospel female singers that we have in the United States today. And a lot of people haven't heard her sing yet, so it's time for people to find out who Tammy Renee Harris is.
Well, I know, Steve, you've said on the side, you said, Mark, she's got such a gift, and people need to learn about this. And we'll talk about that a little later, how a church can invite her to come and present, or maybe it's a Kiwanis group or a larger gathering for a festival or something that somebody's dreaming about. She would be a great person to come. And you've told me this a lot, but why, besides that she's just talented, would you say to people, you want to have Tammy Renee Harris come?
Well, she's grown up in the tradition of gospel music with her family, so it's well embedded in her from the time she was a very, very young girl. So the gift of God has been moving in her from that time until now, and she's not stepped away from it. She's kept right in the center of God's calling for her life. She's not backed away, and she's moving forward, and that's what God wants us to do, is to move forward in the gifting that he's given each of us, and he's given a great gift to Tammy.
And Tammy, after we feature the song Right Place, Right Time, we're going to have you share a little of your faith journey. And that's another thing Steve has said. She's a stellar follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that doesn't mean her life's always been easy and everything just fell into place. But she's been refined and she's blossomed and she's a keeper, as they say. Somebody that's a good representative. I guess a good disciple and ambassador for God. So with all that said,
good.
Tammy, how's your head? Is it growing a little bigger? Are you feeling...
Stop it, you two. Stop.
Yeah, okay. So here's Tammy Renee Harris, a featured guest this Sunday night at our Huntley Brown Singing Men concert. The song is called Right Place, Right Time, off her latest release, Rainbow's End.
It's the right place, and the right time. We're meeting in obedience to your word. In the right place, at the right time. Not a thing against my brother. We're just here to love each other in the right place. At the right time. Lifting hearts and hands in one accord.
So, Tammy, tell us something about this song, Right Place, Right Time. Maybe it's unknown to the listener, or why you enjoy singing it.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, and thanks for inviting me to the concert Sunday. I'm excited to work with Huntley Brown again. When I was Miss Chicago, I met him. We worked on Total Living Network TV station up in Chicago, and then I've worked with him a couple of other times just in concerts and so forth. So I'm so excited to be getting to work with him again. And, of course, when I always say you're in the right place at the right time, when you're in the house of the Lord and you're praising him, and Sunday night people will be in the right place at the right time, just like the right place at the right time this morning. Isn't that right, Mark?
That's right. And you've fallen into the right place at the right time because we're excited to have you join us, because the only drawback with Huntley Brown is that people don't know what a treat they're in for.
Oh, he's an excellent person. I mean, just a great person, apart from his music. And he's an excellent musician as well. You'll just love him.
That's why we decided to not require pre-sales of tickets, because I think, you know, many people would say, well, I don't know if I want to go, or I don't know him. But I think by coming and just experiencing him, I don't think there'll be a person that'll leave that will say it wasn't worth it. They'll be encouraged. And then to add you into the mix, I thought that was a total, Stephen brought
there
it
you
up.
Go.
There's a home run. And then the singing man, you know, we're the, like the staple. I guess you guys are the bread and butter, and then we're the peanut butter and jelly in between or something. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Anyways, we're excited to have you, and your singing skills, I think, will really bless so many people. And so let me introduce some of your music ministry, your artistry, to our listeners through two songs. I'll play a portion of both, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, because you love some of the old hymns and just the classics that people can sing along with and worship.
Oh, absolutely.
And then also followed by Old Friends, which is just another classic that
which
you love to
sing. Which actually was written by J.D. Miller, who is her accompanist and also is the producer of this new CD that she's made.
And he's the one that did the arrangement of Whispering Hope.
Yes, he did.
Wonderful Life CD. So here's Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, followed by Old Friends.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange. His glory and grace. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light a pat on the back or a hey, I just dropped in to say. A hand when we're down, alone when we just couldn't. To tell me that you're still my friend. Old friends, after all of these years, just old friends, through the laughter and tears, old friends. What a find, what a priceless treasure.
Speaking of old friends, Tammy, I don't know how recent Stephen McClary has been a friend, but I'm telling you, he's a promoter of you. Every Singing Men rehearsal or occasion that he can do a little plug in. And so, Stephen, I'm sure there's some pastors or some people that organized various events. I know the Home and Garden Show is going to be coming here. Channel 3 is asking the Singing Men to sing. And so there might be somebody that's sitting on a board or with the Kiwanis and they're looking for a special speaker or presenter. Why should they call up Tammy Renee Harris?
Well, as I said earlier, she's one of the best, and a lot of people don't recognize that in her. And when I say the best, I'm talking about her gifts in singing. But add to that her heart to sing. She has a heart and a gift to sing. And it's important that when God places a gift like that in front of people, it's to our demise when we don't get an opportunity to even hear it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So this is God's given a gift so that people can be blessed.
Yeah.
So that's why.
So, Tammy, you love to sing. Has it always been that way, or has it just been something the last few years where you say, okay, Lord, I'm kind of stepping out, I think I shared this on a former program, you know, out of your comfort zone into God's courageous zone, where you're like, okay, Lord, if this is my calling, if this is the ministry work you want me to do, give me opportunity. But that's not always easy, is it?
Oh, no, it's not at all. It's a little bit of both. Of course, I grew up in a Christian home, which is one of the biggest blessings. People just don't understand. If you grow up in a Christian home, it just makes life, I don't know, it makes it easier in some ways. Because you grow up knowing about Jesus, you know about God, and you develop a habit and a relationship with Him at an early age. So I started singing when I was 6 years old at a tragic time when my sister was killed, and she was my only sibling. And so I've sung pretty much all of my life. I told you earlier, I was a former Miss Chicago. And so I used my talent through that because it was in the Miss America system. Hmm. And then I've had different businesses. I taught social etiquette, and I was working with a pageant system, and those were bringing in income. And I was offered a job that was supposed to make me $80,000 to $100,000 a year and decided to walk away from that and go full-time into ministry. To say it was easy, absolutely not.
Right.
What you said, out of your comfort zone, it does make you step out in faith. And I've learned that stepping out in faith is like stepping out in a cloud, you know, or a vapor of some kind. But yet somehow when you step out, there is something solid, you know, underneath you. And God just takes you in the direction that He wants you to go. Also, Mark, when you're talking about, you know, finding God's will for your life, I like the scripture in Romans 12:2, where it says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We did turn your eyes upon Jesus. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. And remember, it's His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Yeah.
So even if it's tough, if you're walking in God's will, that's the most important thing.
Amen. Well, this Sunday night, it's not going to be tough for any of us because we're going to have three very capable artists, the Singing Men of GNN, the whole group, Huntley Brown, and then Tammy Renee Harrison. We just have a little time to close out with Great Big God, another song off your Rainbow's End. You'll have your CDs available for people to purchase.
Absolutely.
So come on out, everyone, this Sunday night, 7 p.m., to the First United Methodist Church, 304 South Ray Street in Urbana, right next to Lincoln Square. Pre-sales of tickets are $10 for VIP seating and a special meet and greet at 6 p.m., and then 7 p.m., general seating, and there will be a love offering. That's this Sunday night. Invite a friend and family member. Closing out with Great Big God by Tammy Renee Harris. Thank you, Tammy, for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, everyone. Here's Tammy Renee Harris, Great Big God. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
From the day I was born to the day I die, I know these many things. Sadness and pain seem to be the things. That's what this life brings. Satan's walking to and fro, seeking to devour. He thinks he's got this old world wrapped in his power. But I know there's coming a judgment day, 'cause I serve a big God.